Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm bringing so much energy because it's just an energetic day. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess. Thank God you're bringing the energy. I'm really like...
We just sent Chloe the intern out for a banana. That's going to fix you right up.
I just like my blood sugar.
It's okay.
Thank you, Chloe. Oh my God, I couldn't live without you.
Okay. We've got this. Okay. So today we're going to talk about the best way to sleep on your hair, which is a really interesting topic.
Yeah. I mean, how do we do it? How do we do it?
I mean, I know you just fall asleep and go, but no, there are details. Yeah. And then recycling beauty bottles. So much misinformation. We want you to recycle. We'll give you a little bit of the help. And then after that, a lovely, lovely listener wrote in asking about makeup that works for women over 60. Mm-hmm. And we have some seriously good tips that everybody's going to need someday, even if you're not 60 yet. So we'll get into that. Yeah. Who is our guest?
We have the fabulous Jackie J, who has enough energy to light up New York City. She is in from LA. She has the most amazing beauty podcast next to ours, Natribute. I'm so happy to have her. And, you know, we just have a laugh a minute. So I kind of miss her already. Is that weird?
Jackie Johnson, we miss you. But don't worry, we'll be on your podcast next week. Yes! So if you guys like this episode, like the interview, go over and check out her episode to hear more of us, but also to hear more of her.
Yeah, she's amazing. You guys are going to love her podcast if you like ours. So Jen, you know how I go to sleep like I crash every night with my head like soaking wet?
Yeah, we've talked about this because it's hot out and we've been air drying our waves.
Also, just like, it's just kind of been my MO since I was a little kid. Like, my mom would be like, oh my God, aren't you going to like dry your hair? Or like, at least like, you know, muss it up with a towel. And I'd be like, I don't have time. Or like, I'm tired. Like, I just never like,
You're a night shower and a good sleeper.
Yeah, I like the feeling of getting like a hot shower and then just like crashing. I don't know. I don't know if it's good for the hair though. But anyway, I've always wondered, am I like messing up my hair? Is it breaking? And, you know, I don't know.
So hair is weaker when it is wet, as we've learned.
Yes, I learned that a little bit late in life. So long story short, one of our fabulous listeners wrote in. She said, in your opinion and experience, what's the best way to wear your hair when you sleep? So I like locked into that right away. I was like, ooh, I don't know.
Not wet.
Yeah, exactly. So I asked celebrity hairstylist Kevin Mancuso, and he told me that he said that it all starts first with the pillow. He actually has seen great results from women who added a silk pillowcase to their bed ensemble. I always thought that they were a little like gimmicky, to be honest. But like,
but the slip is good.
You have a slip? You like it?
No, but I have a cotton pillowcase, and I will tell you, I definitely see breakage on the pillow when I use the cotton pillowcase.
Wow. Yeah, he said that the silk pillowcase reduces some of the physical aggression. It sounded so intense. That happens to hair, and it's also really gentle on your skin. He said if you wear your hair up or in a braid, you should definitely be like mindful of the tension that you use, so don't pull it too tight. Don't do like a really like cute top knot with an elastic. Like really keep it very loose.
Shit. I absolutely do that. You want to know why? Because I'll pull it up wet and tight and figure I'll blow dry it in the morning and it'll still be damp because it was so tight.
Right.
But that's not good.
No, that's really bad. It's going to cause traction at the scalp level and over time, dun, dun, dun.
Traction alopecia.
Well, he used the more common term of hair loss. Oh. But nice, Jen. And he said also if you're coloring your hair on a regular basis, exposing it to sun and salt, be sure to like, if this is good for beachy weather, just be sure to wash the salt out daily, do a rich conditioner, a mask after each wash.
So dry hair or wet hair? Did he even weigh in on that? Because I feel like what I hear you saying is put in a nice loose braid with a soft scrunchie kind of thing, silk pillowcase. I feel like if you do all that, it's probably okay that it's damp, right?
I think so. And if you, and also just like keep everything loose. Like don't do these little, I think a lot of us want to like secure the style before bed. Yeah. No, everything should be loose. You know, using, he actually recommended like silk fabric, like silk cloth, silk covered scrunchies. I actually did see that Slip is making one of those. Slip, like the brand that you like.
The eye mask brand.
Mm-hmm. A cloth covered scrunchie. Why can I not say this?
Because you need a banana.
Covered scrunchie. I really do, guys. Like if I don't eat like every like 3 hours, I am a bear. And if you sleep with your hair down, use a dry oil serum to tangle and brush through before you go to bed. It feels very Marsha Brady, but like it actually is a really good idea.
Just one more note on this whole thing. This is probably for someone with like hair that isn't textured or relaxed or anything like that, right?
Thank you, Jen. I need to be checked on this kind of thing sometimes.
Because you're talking about your own hair, and that's the thing about hair. Like you can only know what works for you, so. Yeah, this is probably pretty good for people with longish and less textured hair.
Yeah, and he did say that overnight treatments are gaining popularity. I remember when those first came out. Remember like Fakai was like one of the first to come out with these like overnight treatments.
Yeah.
He said that they work really well if you braid your hair or put them up so they can really just kind of like absorb.
Soak in all the goodness. Yeah. Okay, those are good tips. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do the loose braid with the soft scrunchie. I'm not getting a silk pillowcase though.
I'm not into the silk pillowcase. I do like the idea of a silk scrunchie, though.
I just
feel
like it's so Austin Powers or something. I don't know.
I like silk scrunchie. It feels very kind of like babe, like babe-alicious. I am actually really curious about this because I always feel very smug whenever I'm like done with something. I have one of my empties and then I throw it into my recycling bin, but I'm actually not totally sure if it's getting where it needs to go.
Okay, this is so funny. So I was at a big beauty event with a lot of beauty editors and corporate people, and they started up this conversation about recycling. It was mostly about things you use in the shower because people don't have the recycling bin in there, so they're less likely to recycle them. And I was like, I always just throw it in the sink, and then when I'm out, I'll bring it to the kitchen. I don't think that's the problem. I think it's that people don't know what can be recycled. So everybody was all like, you must take the caps off your bottles. You must take the caps off your bottles. And I was like, I need to look into this.
Yeah, I thought that the caps or like the pumps are like not recyclable. Okay. I'm a little confused.
Okay, according to the Association of Plastic Recyclers, which by the way, every municipality has a different recycling system, so your place could be different. But this is the group that covers like the generic all the recyclers. Mm-hmm. That is no longer the case. People thought you used to have to take the cap off because they were recycled at different facilities.
Yeah.
And I saw one article, a person was like, take the cap off, otherwise the workers have to manually remove it. I was like, there's nobody sitting there manually removing the caps. They do the sink and float thing. And so like they blow them off with air and then like the caps go down. And the Association of Plastic Recyclers says is you no longer have to take off the caps. This is for plastic caps. However, and this is where I got screwed up, pumps. So a lot of my shampoos are like the fancier kind that have a pump.
Okay.
They often have a metal spring inside them, which you don't even think about. So if that goes in there, it's totally, you can't recycle that at all. So that sucks. So that I would take that cap off. So there's some two tips. Then I found two good websites for you to check out. Earth911.com. Mm-hmm. You can put in your zip code and what you're recycling, and they'll give you like an idea of how to do it. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, sorry, mm-hmm. How to Recycle, which is so obvious.
Oh, I love that.
But I feel like the big lesson here is that like you have to look up your municipality's laws. I think a lot of people just throw it all in there and they don't realize.
But what if, like, my building, they just have, like, paper and then it's, you know,
everything else.
Bin for, like, aluminum, plastic, and all that. So is this a situation where I might have to, like, bring my stuff to another facility?
There are places like TerraCycle where you can even get boxes and you can send your stuff back in. But I would say put it in the other bin and hope for the best. However, I just thought of one thing too.
What?
The labels. Remember we learned about the labels?
Oh yeah, taking the labels off, right?
Yeah. So I looked into that too. And it is the case at some places that if they can't get the label off, they will not recycle it. However,
Chloe.
The banana's here.
Oh my God. She did me one better. Kettle cooked original. Wow.
Okay.
Naughty Chloe. Okay.
Okay, but the labels, those are some loud ass chips.
Sorry, guys. The show's about to get a lot better. Chloe got the noisiest snack.
I mean, a banana's soft and chewy.
Discreet. Podcaster snack.
You got not just chips, kettle cooked chips. the labels. Okay, so we heard from another beauty company that if you can't get the labels off, then you won't be able to recycle. But that's not always the case. The only time that is definitely true is with the labels that go over the whole thing. So the whole bottle is a different color because the label is like, you know, shrink wrapped onto it. So definitely read about that as well. And I would say when in doubt, go to your municipality's website and then pat yourself on the back, get a bag of chips because you just recycled.
Thanks, Jem. Hello.
She's back.
Back. Got that energy, got that calorie boost. My body requires a lot of calories to function.
You're a high-functioning machine, what can we say?
I require about 4,000 calories a day.
That's all that working out you've been doing.
Yeah. I haven't worked out for a couple of days, can you tell?
No.
Okay. I didn't know if like, I was getting like blobby.
Not at all. You're beautiful.
Oh, Jen. All right, so here's the scoop. One of our wonderful listeners, Monica, she wanted to know how women over 60 can look natural with, you know, using makeup. You know, I feel like we touched upon this a little bit with Christopher Buckle, one of my favorite episodes personally. He talked about, you know, some tips like, you know, with concealer and foundation, but I really wish we could have gotten into it a little bit more with him. But Jen and I were talking about this, and Jen, you actually had some great tips that you wanted to share.
I did, and I got really excited because I used to work at Prevention Magazine, and our readers were 50 plus. That was like who we spoke to. So I interviewed makeup artists all the time about this kind of thing. So I immediately thought to reach out. I'm going to bring it down for just a second.
It's okay.
I immediately thought to reach out to Cindy Joseph. So yeah. She was this woman that I met like maybe 6 or 7 years ago. She was a makeup artist that started her own makeup line called Boom by Cindy Joseph for like baby boomers. She just is full of life and tips. She's also a model, beautiful gray hair.
She's beautiful.
So I pull up her email and I was like, oh, I wonder if this is still her email. And I Googled her name just to double check. And I found her obituary in the New York Times. And she just passed away at the end of July. I think it was from soft tissue sarcoma. And I just want to say she was a freaking light and a blessing and beautiful woman. And her line is really good. So, you know, my condolences to her family. And I just really
liked her. She's very respected in the industry.
Yeah.
I never got the chance to work with her, but you know, I've always known of her and her tips and her area of expertise.
And so I don't know if this is weird, but I found an old interview I had done with her and I just wanted to like, I feel like she would like this. Like I wanted to just pull out a couple of the best tips that she had given me. So this isn't fresh reporting, but in honor of Cindy, a couple tips. So eye makeup, she was not a fan of heavy eye makeup. She always looked great in her pictures, but eyebrow pencil, she was a fan of. The thing about eyebrows is they like frame your face and you immediately look younger because only young people have full, thick eyebrows.
That's a good tip.
Eyebrow pencil, eyebrow pencil, eyebrow pencil. Mascara too, but everybody already knows that. Then her big thing, and this was the line was based on, was cream. I think Christopher talked about this too. A lot of women who are 60 plus probably started using makeup when the textures were very different and are very used to a powder blusher, a powder to set your makeup. Powders are drying. The skin is already textured. You're adding more texture. Powder has texture. It's just a recipe for looking like dry and flaky sort of.
Yeah.
And it settles into lines more. So she was a big fan of cream colors for when it comes to, you don't really need foundation, you know, like a little concealer, but blush. Cream blush was like her big thing. And those little sticks that she had, the Boom ones, they're like a little like multi-purpose tint. And here's the last thing that she was always clear on with me, color. So pink, 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 pink. Because a lot of women see like a brick red and a mauve and a purple and they all look cool and interesting. Pink is the color of youth and health and what your skin, no matter what your skin tone, black, golden, you know, Asian, Hispanic, white, mm-hmm. pink brings that flush of like youthfulness. Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid of pink creamy products, especially on your cheeks.
Nice.
I think that was it.
Those are some good tips.
I wrote down cream, 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 because she would always like preach that to me. And I hope they help anybody. I mean, that's true. Those tips work for
those
a lot
work
of people.
For all ages. If you want to look fresh, youthful, and I think like very modern.
Yeah. And I don't know. Think of Cindy when you try them out.
Thank you. Thank you, Jen. You know we're big fans of Beauty Pie, the company founded by Marcia Kilgore, guest on episode 71. She also created Bliss Labs and FitFlop. So listen up because we're doing a giveaway deal with them and you're going to get a free mascara.
Okay, in case you don't know what Beauty Pie is, basically they offer their members luxury cosmetics and skincare at wholesale factory prices. And they tell you exactly what you're paying for, like the cost of raw materials, how much goes towards safety testing, marketing, shipping, all that good stuff. As you know, my favorite lip liner in the whole world, just to give you an example, it's their lip liner, Wonder Gel Lip Liner. Reckless Red is my shade. It's $3.30. Which is insane because a regular retail price, it would be $19, but you're getting like the wholesale factory price.
That's awesome. So they also have nail polishes, all kinds of makeup and skincare. And for example, Beauty Pie Super Retinol Serum with Vitamin C, love it, is only $9.28, while non-members pay $95.
That's crazy. So do you guys want the freebie? Here's the deal. Go to beautypie.com, sign up for their 3-month membership. It's $10 a month. At checkout, use the code FATMASCARA. You get a free wide eye mascara with your first order. It's a great mascara. It's like made at all the labs where all the fancy stuff is made. Retail price would have been $24, but you get it for free. Also, with your membership, you get access to all these wholesale prices, which is amazing.
So we know this is a lot of info, so you can just go to our blog, fatmascara.com, and we'll put the giveaway info and code there too. But one more time, to sign up for your membership so you have access to luxury beauty at factory prices and get your free mascara, go to beautypie.com and enter code FATMASCARA at the checkout.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
Thank you. All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Whoa. I wish you guys could hear what we were just talking about, because we were just chewing the fat, getting some juicy gossip with Jackie J. So many stories to tell. Yeah, we're here with Jackie J of Natch Butte. Honey. Honey.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We're fans.
So
we're fans.
Impressed.
I'm toe-to-toe with Jackie J right now. She is an actress. She was on Studio 60 of the Sunset Strip, Inherent Vice. Wow, classy. You're the Worst, a comedian and member of the Upright Citizens Brigade. Plus, she's the competition.
Yeah,
That's right.
She's got the podcast Natch Butte. She launched it in 2017, and she is here, and she is cracking us up.
Welcome.
Already.
This is, you know, like in... Y'all know in Wayne's World when they go backstage to Alice Cooper and they drop to their knees and they say, "We're not worthy." That's how I feel.
Oh, no, we're not worthy.
Now.
I think about that all the time, that scene. I feel that way all the time. If you
yeah, that movie is one of my favorites ever.
It's so
not
funny.
Worthy.
I'm telling you, I'm honored to be the least qualified human y'all have ever interviewed on
Oh,
here.
No, I can tell you who that is after the show.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, now I can't wait. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be in New York City.
Oh, we're going to talk about your little New York jaunts.
Yeah.
But we want to know, for people who haven't listened to Natch Butte, I mean, I don't know who you are, but please stop and download right away so you can listen to it right after this interview. How did your podcast Natch Butte come about?
So in LA, especially in the comedy scene, it's very chic to start a podcast these days. I think it's just a lot easier. People think, oh, you know, I won't write a pilot. I'll just record myself, whatever. So I had been, everyone was like, you should do one forever, for years. And I just kept guesting on them and having fun and going home. But finally I said, fine, I'll start one. But I didn't want it to be just another, like, comedian talking to comedians about whatever, and there's no structure, which is great. If you're that interesting, honey, great for you. But I was like, I want to talk about something. What's something I love to talk about? And I had a few ideas, and one of them was beauty, because I am a former Southern beauty queen, child beauty queen.
I have so many questions.
From the 90s in Texas. And I've just always been that person that people come up to, or friends, or my sorority sisters when I lived in a house with 72 women, like in Austin.
Gosh.
Like, oh my God, can you help me with my lashes? Or, oh, what lip do you think? And so it's just, it would be fun to talk about that with somebody, not professionals like y'all. So it's a very yin and yang of Fat Mascara. You know, it's like, a comedy, like just somebody who's really excited but doesn't really know a lot about it, and we learn together and we have fun. And so that's what Natch Butte is, and that's why I'm here, baby.
Now, you have so many great guests in your show. I just recently listened to the Joey Maloof one. Mm-hmm. So much fun.
Oh my God, isn't he amazing?
Oh my God, I was really jealous that you guys were hanging out. I felt like it was just kind of like a, like, you just have like a good like gab sesh. I feel like you're, it's like friends, you know, it's like you just feel like you're with like two friends.
Yeah, I mean... I just real quick want to say that this show, Fat Mascara, I am such a big fan of. And I feel like every episode I learned something. And like, I'm telling you, the Christopher Buckle episode literally changed my life.
It's one of our faves.
Literally changed my life.
He shamed me
into wearing concealer mascara every day. But I should be. You know?
It was It was like shit you need to be told.
I'm not saying that.
Please don't send me the tweets. But like,
right.
You know, everyone's gorgeous.
It makes sense what he said. And even, it really resonated with me.
Even my husband was like laughing and we kind of like joke around like when like, you know, we just always like, yeah. Your mother tell you that? Like after like,
someone
who's like, everyone's beautiful. You know, it's like,
we are, but a little concealer and mascara every day ain't gonna hurt.
He's so funny. I know. I got that same vibe actually from your conversation with Joey.
Yeah.
But I want to know, you've interviewed so many people. Who has been your favorite guest?
Oh, that's such a hard question because, you know, a lot of the guests are my good friends. Basically, I was like working through my friend circle and then I started getting more professional MUAs or indie brand owners or, you know, comedians I don't know personally but have friends I know. So that's a hard question. I think my favorite episode ever is when I talked with Darcy Carden, who's an actress. She's on The Good Place on NBC and Broad City. And she basically, I just said, give me your makeup bag. And I went through it and was just pulling out these old, crusty. and I was like, how old is he? She's like, I think it's like 6 years. I'm like, no. I drop kicked him across the room. I'm like, why don't you go over to Kristen Bell's house and get her Clé de Peau out and stop using this 7-year-old like crappy
people's
powdery crap.
Bags are disgusting.
But it's so intimate. And I think that's my favorite thing on Nash Butte is I love asking people, what are you buying and why? Because there's so much to it. It's not just, I like it. It's like, well, I've been using it for 8 years and I don't know why. I just buy it. It's like, honey, there's something better out there that suits your needs or that suits your values, you know. But I just think that's so interesting. I love
still laughing at Kristen Bell's Clé de Peau.
I love her too.
You know, she's got that Clé de Peau.
She's got that Clé de Peau.
Oh yeah, she has some endorsement deal. I saw her on some commercials.
Looking
recently.
Inside someone's bag, you learn a lot about them. Like you
sure
said,
do.
What has surprised you that you've learned? Maybe not about a guest, but even about the beauty industry. Like that, you were new to the world, like behind the scenes.
Oh my!
What's the thing that surprised you the most about the world that we live in every day?
The issue with shade inclusion of makeup.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. I mean, being a white woman, I've never ever thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then finding out that like the concealer I love only comes in 4 colors and there aren't enough colors for any other people to not wear them. I mean, I was like, are you fucking kidding me, man? And now I can't unsee it. And I find a brand I love and I'm obsessed with it. And then I'm like, I can't talk about it on Nash Butte. There's only 6 shades in there. It's just not enough. It's just they don't have enough. And some indie brands, I kind of give a little bit of a break to because they're still developing shades. But if you're a big old brand, get your act together.
Totally.
Rihanna set the bar. 40 shades.
Yeah.
Or keep walking.
It is surprising in this day and age.
I'm telling you. And that the other thing would probably be the animal testing, which I know y'all have had. The Leaping Bunny Lady was in here. I loved that episode.
You really do your research.
I'm a fan, honey. I told
you. Yes, compassion.
I told
you. So, nice segue. You focus very, very much on cruelty-free beauty. So, can you tell me, like, where'd that come from?
Yeah, well, the very first episode of Nash Butte was basically me having a meltdown over what I didn't know. Because, as y'all both know, and maybe the listeners know if you listen to that episode, is that the laws are so shady. And the way they label things and tell us what's going on, they like to keep us in the dark.
Yeah.
But once you figure it all out, it's pretty crazy. So that first episode, I didn't know. I was still using Benefit, you know, certain products at brands from the drugstore and things like that. And I was like, oh, it says cruelty-free on their website, but it's not because of China and the laws in China, all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
But just finding out the parent companies of things, really. I mean, Burt's Bees is owned by Clorox.
Oh,
I mean, are you kidding me?
I forget that real people.
That's dark, man. That's dark.
I mean, it's not dark if they keep it separate and they do it right.
Yes, yes,
but
for some reason, I see them like two jugs. They're mixing the bleach and they're mixing the chapstick.
We've been to their labs, too.
Yeah, we went to North Carolina to their labs.
But, cool. Was there any bleach? Did you see any bleach?
I personally didn't see
No,
any
but
bleach.
Their recycling bins are insane. Like, you couldn't throw out anything there. It was like eight
Oh,
different
bins. Yeah.
I was like, okay, I got to take this part off of this and put it here and there. So that was good.
They did serve us. That was when they had Kim there and it was all vegan meals, right?
Yeah,
Kim
yeah.
Snyder?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I had like indigestion for a couple of days. Yeah. Listen, I tried. I'm aspiring vegan.
Vegan farts will get you.
Aspiring vegan.
They'll get you, man. They will get you.
Longtime listeners know my deal with broccoli.
Like, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I would love, I tip my hat to you. I really do. I haven't made the full jump, but I love that you are using your platform to talk about cruelty-free beauty so much. I think it's fantastic.
Well, it's crazy. As y'all know, I mean, so much gets eliminated.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
if
it's
not.
True. It's
but
true.
It's kind of helpful. It's sort of like what I tell people about the grocery store. It's like, I can only go down two aisles. It makes shopping a lot easier.
What do you mean so much gets eliminated? Meaning that crosses off a bunch of brands for
yes.
you? So you won't try or use or talk about brands that even sell in China because of
no.
them. So there you go.
Keep
that
walking.
Leaks a lot.
Yeah.
And then what are your other like guidelines of like, this passes Jackie's test?
Well, I try to only use vegan products. It's very difficult. The carmine, mm-hmm. the beeswax, the lanolin.
Oh, you try to do no beeswax even.
I try.
Okay.
But you know what? Y'all, if the vegans want to read me to filth, it's hard, honey. We all know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
like, today, I went to the Glossier showroom while I'm in New York.
Oh, yeah. I love this. Like, okay, tell me what
in Glossier, what a great company. I mean, female founded, a female venture capitalist firm funded the company. I mean, women power. And their makeup has a vibe. Everybody in there was cute. Everybody looked like Chloe, your intern. They were cute and fresh-faced.
Hey, Chloe.
Everybody looked cute. But, you know, they have beeswax and lanolin and carmine in a good amount of the products. They have stuff that isn't. But I was having fun. I was like, you know what? I'm in New York. I'm going to put boy brow on, bitch.
Yeah.
And can I tell you, they're feathered to filth.
Oh, your brows look amazing.
But it's that beeswax.
Feathered to filth is my new brow statement.
Feathered to filth.
Yeah.
It's the beeswax that keeps that
that gives
that
a lift
volume.
To the hairs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm telling you, what else? What do
but
we
as long
have?
As you're honest with your listeners about it and you're honest with yourself,
yes.
I like that.
So I try. Sometimes I get really caught up in the moment and I buy something and then I get home and I go, oh, I didn't check the ingredients. And then I probably won't really give it a lot of time, you know
right.
what I mean? Like, friggin' Anastasia. Like, all those palettes and Orvina palette just came out. Everybody's flipping out. Carmine.
Do you think that the brands and or customers are, like, becoming more evolved? Like, I like to think that change happens slowly. It just makes me feel better that, like, maybe that I'm just comforting myself, but that, you know, change happens incrementally.
Yes.
Do you think that we are moving in the right direction?
Yes.
Or, okay, that's...
Yes.
Do you have listeners saying you've changed my
yes.
mind or you've opened me up?
That's yes. good. That's the best part of all, I think.
You are all of us, Jackie.
You just got to vote with your wallet. And I really feel like if everybody said, you know what? No, China. I'm not supporting that. Eventually, they would have to change the law. They would have to stop with the animal testing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If everyone just said, no, thank you. I'm walking out. I'm going to buy something. I'm going to buy Cover FX instead
or
whatever.
Government might be doing that for us with tariffs.
That's right. Yeah.
So
we
might not be selling in China soon anyway.
Yeah.
Can I back us up for a second?
Please.
Talk about beauty pageants.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Okay. So I'm picturing you. I don't know why I think that you had a flipper, but I'm sure you
did.
My you
God.
Were like tiaras and tots and whatnot.
I wasn't that bad.
Tell us about your pageant days.
Okay. So basically, I was a singer. And in dance class, my really good friend's grandma was like a pageant coach, and she was way high up in the pageant world, my friend. So they
what
were
does
like,
it mean to be way high up
I
in
mean,
the
like,
pageant world?
I mean, like all the crowns,
feels
all
like
the sashes.
Dianetics or something.
Yeah.
Way high up.
You know, it means you run the circuit, you know, you run the circuit. Every year you go to this one,
it's
everybody
not
knows
better.
You. And, have y'all seen Little Miss Sunshine? That movie was very triggering to me because that was me. I was the one who didn't have the money and the sponsors and the dresses.
Yeah.
I did it because of the singing, and my parents were kind of, they were divorced. Like, they were like, well, fine, you know. They're like, well, Jackie needs a really nice dress, and my mom would take me to, like, you know, Target or whatever. Mm. So I'd rock my Target dress, don't get it twisted, but, like, these girls get custom crystal gowns and, like, crazy stuff.
Yeah, I could believe that.
So, you know, it was all about the talent for me. But, I mean, I was tortured physically. Like, my mom...
But you wore, like, full-on beauty products like a woman would, but
my
as a girl.
Mom would nair my mustache. I know, it's... listen, love you, Mom. But this is Texas. This is Southern. My mom is a beauty... my mother is a rodeo queen. This is daily life for her. She's like, oh, we got to get that stash off.
How old are you about?
Eight. We got to get those brows taken care of. Listen, I'm not condoning it, but this is the truth, okay? My mom would give me perms herself in the kitchen with the windows closed.
Oh, my God.
I learned early, beauty is pain. Yeah. It sure can be.
But look, it gave you the beauty bug.
No, I'm telling you, it is what it is. The 90s in Texas were a different time.
See, do you like laugh when you think of now? It's like the pendulum has swung so far the other way. I do think about that.
My parents think I'm my sister is a vegetarian. She's been one since she was like 12. And then when I went vegan 8 years ago, like they think they failed as parents. Like they're like, what are you talking about? Like they think we're crazy.
But she's a rodeo queen. So
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, listen. The South. What can I say?
What was your song?
Crazy Patsy Cline.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
they call me Little Patsy at the Opry, down by the Opry.
Did you perform at the
Smell of Nair and Perm Solution?
The Garland Opry. Garland, Texas.
Oh, not like the Grand Ole Opry.
I've never been to that one.
Oh, my God.
If they want me to do a night there, I'll prepare something.
Funny. Okay, so. Tell me, like, do brands send you a bunch of products? Like, how are you trying things out? How are you?
I am very grateful when I get sent things because on paper, I'm not super known. You know, my Instagram, you know, they're sending baddies with
followers.
200K and up. So, I mean, listen, I'm happy with my following, and thanks for following me if you follow me, but to them,
follow
it's
Jackie J.
garbage. You know, to them, they don't, you know, Wet n Wild ain't going to sniff out 12K, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, I get on the radar of brands through all kinds of ways, either somebody who works there, listens to an attribute or hears about me, or I tag them in one of my photos and then they kind of check me out and DM me, or Indie Beauty Expo has probably been the biggest help. Which is where I met you.
I know, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
I heard your voice before I saw you, and I was like, that's Jackie. It was like my ears perked up like a dog.
Well, my voice does carry. It's been an issue my whole life.
Little Patsy.
Yes,
Little
Patsy.
And you were wearing the most amazing faux fur pink coat. Who made that coat?
You know what? That's an absolute secret. Because listen, I it's my one thing.
Okay, fine.
But I did.
I saw a Tibby one for you this season. I've already got it picked up.
Cool.
Give it to you, but I'm not going to tell y'all. Just because everybody's going to get it.
Okay,
it's my thing.
Respect.
But respect.
So you're getting free product. Not freebies.
Yeah.
But you buy a lot of stuff too,
yes,
I imagine.
Yes.
Wait, what was the counter that I saw you at?
Source Fatale.
Yes. And
I love that.
I was like, crying laughing because I heard her like, she's like, I'm like not going to imitate your accent, right? So I'm not going to embarrass myself. I was like, I just want to bathe myself in Source Fatale. Like,
yeah.
She was just like, I was like, the voice is funny.
I love their serum.
And like what she was saying was funny. And it was just like,
can you imagine bathing in serum? How
it was, no, you said it funnier.
I feel like you'd be very floaty too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, So, on top of all the stuff you're trying that people are sending, you're going to conventions and getting samples.
Yep.
Like, how much are you spending on beauty products? Because you talk about a lot of products on your show.
Yeah.
And test a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest, this year has been a lot. I've pulled back a lot because I don't need to buy anything anymore. Like, I'm beginning, you know what I mean?
Your accountant's this isn't deductible, Jackie.
I was VIB Rouge last year.
Okay.
So you know how that is.
She leveled up.
But this year, I'm just VIB.
Oh, you get the Rouge level.
I mean, because I don't need it.
Okay. Right.
I don't need it, you know?
What kinds of treatments do you get?
Let's see.
Your skin's looking good. Your hair looks good.
Listen, I've been schlepping around New York all day.
You don't look it. It's very hot and disgusting in New York today.
Oh my gosh, it is.
Sorry.
It's disgusting.
We apologize on behalf of our city.
No, it's okay. Listen, that's the charm of the city. You know, you're like walking and you're like feeling good and then you catch like a whiff of
shit.
Like a dead body.
It's happening lately. It's so hot that I think
a lot of urine.
People are pooping themselves.
A lot of urine too. I smelled a lot of urine today.
It's the dog urine. It's the pee urine. But I think like people throw their dog shit in the garbage cans,
and
it's
then
so
the
hot.
Sun hits it.
The sun hits it. Whew.
Yeah.
There you go. Bam. It's right in the air. Then bam. It's right in your face.
But what's that smell of? Like, it does smell like a corpse. What is that?
It might actually be a corpse. Welcome to New York, baby.
Oh,
honey.
I'm telling you. The Big Apple, baby. The Big Apple. What you asked me? I forgot.
Treatment.
Yeah, like your hair is shiny. Like you have red hair. Like red hair can go so badly.
Oh. Well,
and
honey, let
so
me
good.
Tell you something. I want to raise a wand to Overtone, honey.
What's that?
Overtone?
Tell us.
What is it?
Acting like y'all don't know.
No, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
I feel like it's like an Olaplex type of thing.
Overtone is pigmented conditioners that will redeposit pigment on your colored hair.
Is it a brand or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I need it.
So many colors. Your hair is not color treated, is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I had to start dying like a year and a half ago. I went very, very gray.
Oh, my grays are coming for me so hard. You know what? It is what it is. But they have every color. I'm talking pink, purple, red, orange, brown.
How often are you overtoning?
All you do, so there's two different ones. They have a weekly mask, and then they have a daily conditioner. If you just, I'm telling you, so because of my hair, I color it red. I've been coloring it for 20 years. It'll slowly start to fade. The red will fade. I do the weekly mask, and it's like I just did my hair at the salon. It's fantastic.
And your colorist has changed everything. Okay with it?
Oh, yeah. She just did my roots the other day.
And she's not like, oh, you changed the tone because you're...
No.
That's good because sometimes they get mad at you when you use these products. So, overtone. We're going to have to check it out.
I love it. It's vegan.
You got to talk about redhead life. She thinks she was born a redhead.
Yeah. So, like, why did you think that you needed to become a redhead 20 years ago? Because you're quite young. So, I'd imagine you started dyeing your hair 13.
Ooh.
So you just...
I told you my mom was down with it, you know? I feel like most people's parents would be like, you can't color your hair until you're 18 or whatever. I don't know, maybe. Well, I think it was The Little Mermaid. That movie, I watched it over and over.
Gateway drug to the redheads.
And I was just like, I think that's who I am.
Was it the song she sang, all that?
Part of your world and like swirls
beautiful
up.
Voice.
No, Little that was, Patsy. I'm not even warmed up.
Anybody that can even carry a tune, I'm impressed.
Little Patsy in the building. Blah, blah, blah. but I just, first I said, I want to color my hair. My mom was like, eh, I don't know. Because my real hair is deep. It's like Jen's, a deep brown.
Okay.
So I started pouring sun in all over my head.
We've been there.
Which, you know, it works. So then my hair sort of turned this like kind of coppery color. And then my mom was like, well, we got to fix this now.
Yeah.
And it was like Angela Chase, like on my so-called life pilot when they color her hair. And she's like, I'm a new person. That was me.
I wanted that hair so bad.
Yeah,
too.
So cool.
Yeah.
I went the manic panic route. It didn't work out. Yeah. let's talk about your look on stage. You're a comedian too.
Yeah, yeah.
So like... We learned about the Desperate Housewives look last week. What's the comedian look? Because I feel like sometimes women who are in comedy are meant to not look as beautiful for some reason. What's that about?
You know, I've talked about this with several. Amanda Seales, Eliza Schlesinger. Both of those two are at the very top of the game in regards to stand-up. We talked about this. And I don't know. I was told by a female teacher at UCB once, just downplay your figure, downplay things. And I think what all it is just because we're all part of the male gaze at this point, and we've all been kind of conditioned to see people like that or women like that. So for me personally, if I'm in the audience and a woman comes out and she's just, beat to filth, I immediately want to go, oh my God, what highlight is that? Oh damn, those jeans are so cute. They fit her so good. Like it kind of distracts me, but I feel it would be the same if somebody came out, covered in dirt wearing burlap pants. So that's really just saying we notice what people are doing with themselves, you know?
So it's not the beauty thing. It's just the like, you're not looking average right now. You want them to look average so you can pay attention to what they're saying.
Right. But I also feel it doesn't matter. Look cute. Look however you feel resonates you the best.
I feel like Whitney Cummings always looks like a babe. Like
the skin, honey.
Her skin is like outrageous. But like her makeup is always beautiful.
Yeah. I also heard she's like 5 years older than you think she is.
She's been around for a long time.
She's from Philly, and I know all the Philly connections back in the day.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you know how people change their ages, right? In LA.
Well, it's what's so funny is that Whitney Cummings has always had to defend her age because she's like, I'm sorry I look 40, I'm 34, or whatever.
But I feel like she's really 50 and look 40.
Well, I don't know. I have friends that have worked with her, and they're like, we know the truth. That's her real age.
And she bathes in Swarovski Vital.
You think that she's younger than?
She's however old she says she is, that's how old she is.
People in Philly are like, no, she's actually like 5 years older. But then she moved to LA and restarted.
But it's like Beyonce. Beyonce's young.
Who might be Solange's mother, according to the interwebs.
I mean, you know.
Oh, please.
I know.
All I will say is money is the best lotion.
It's true.
Oh, my God. It's like that meme.
Money is the best
Is that like your thing? Can we say that? Who said
it? It's not my thing. Chris Rock said it on Howard Stern, and then I took it from him.
We're going to take
there
it from
There was a
you.
Meme yes. with, what's his face? Elon Musk. They show like him.
Yes.
And Grimes.
With, there's a side-by-side of him like a long time ago, and now him now. I mean, he's still not like a looker.
Said no one's ugly, that people are just poor. Yeah.
Well, same thing with Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I mean, she looked fine before.
Anything else the beauty industry can be doing for the people, for you?
Well, like I said, shade inclusion.
Shade,
and
excellent.
The animal testing would be great.
Okay. Right, there's a California law that's up for a vote, so that's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I got tagged a lot in that on Instagram.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some other questions for you. I think, like, let's just go down to breast tacks here.
Let's get down to breast tacks.
You make me laugh. Just, like, talking to you.
Yeah, man.
So, like, what, since you're, like, on the ground reporting, like, what product do we need to try that we have not heard of? Because, like, we don't know everything.
I mean,
we didn't know about Overtone.
I can't believe that.
Like, I had no idea.
Yeah. Are we a fan of under eye patches here?
Depends.
I don't use them all the time because sometimes I feel like when I take them off, I feel, like, weird.
How so?
Yeah.
It feels like I'm taking tape off my skin. It doesn't feel good.
Oh, interesting. Well, that depends on the, you know, there are jelly-ish
ones. I like the Elemis ones. Those are really nice.
I don't know that.
The Borghese ones
are
very
French.
Nice.
Sounds French. Is it French?
It's English.
Okay.
Borghese is Italian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which ones do you like?
Well, I have a new favorite. Wander Beauty. Do y'all know Wander
Beauty?
Oh,
yeah.
They've been on the podcast.
Yeah, Lindsay was on the podcast.
Yes.
And her co-founder, whose name I can't remember. But anyway.
Davina.
Yes.
Thank you.
You can see this is the brain on this one over here.
Mm-hmm. That was like 104 episodes ago. So.
But you know what? It's your baby. Give birth every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know all your babies.
Mm-hmm. So you like their... Oh, they just came out with those under eye patches.
They're called baggage claim.
Aren't they gold or something?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You feel like Heidi Klum with those on. I'm telling you... They are sticky like a tape. They're not jelly, which at first kind of threw me, but I guess because they're like taped on your face, they just suck right in. I took those off and I looked like a newborn baby. I looked like a baby fresh out of mommy's womb that they're wiping the fluid off, cutting the cord. I was so impressed with them.
I don't think you're going to be in their commercial anytime soon.
But that's what I'm saying. I tell it like
you
it
should
is.
Write copy.
That's good.
I kind of do.
Somebody tell us,
like
please.
Is.
All three of us. Three for the price of one. So under eye patches, we got to get on that.
I'm a fan of those.
What else?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Pretend we're going through your bag.
Okay. Let's see. Y'all, obviously oil cleanse. You know all about that.
Yeah.
I've tried so many, and the one I just keep buying is My Shell. You know My Shell?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a Whole Foods brand. I mean, like a price point. You can get it there. Not that Whole Foods makes it. Their oil is my fave. Okay? It breaks down that eye makeup. There are some oils that they kind of get it off, but you look in the mirror and you're still seeing some remnants. You got a little of that gray, like kind of Lord Voldemort eye going... This My Shell will clean it all. It eats your makeup. I don't know how she does it.
I don't think she's the person, My Shell.
She is.
She might be.
Oh, there is a My Shell.
I don't know if her name is My Shell, but there is a woman.
Okay, we're going to look into this.
I met her, and I can't
remember.
Like
an Indie Beauty or something.
I met her at a summit, a beauty summit kind of thing.
See, look, you're teaching us.
I'm going all over the place, okay?
Okay, hit us with one more.
So I love that one. It's called the My Shell. I think it's Perfect C Cleansing, but I don't know why, because I don't think there's vitamin C in it, but it has Tamanu oil, which smells delicious. I love it. I can't get enough.
You
if
take
I'm
like
being
a little
honest.
Cheeky sip in the morning.
Oh my, I want to.
You
I want to just.
Could. It's real natural.
A few of them fingers in there. Okay, what else? We talked about Overtone. We talked about
Wander. We talked about My Shell.
Have y'all tried the Ronavat Botanics Jasmine Tonique?
No.
Okay. Let me tell you something.
Please.
A face mist can't get past me. I love a mist.
Good,
I carry them in my
team
bag.
Mist, like me.
I carry one in my bag at all times. The one I have with me right now is the Glossier one because I felt it appropriate being in New York. You know?
Yes, very.
But this, it smells so good. It makes your whole nose just light up. And then you're like, well, I got a pep in my step now.
This is the Ronavat.
Yes. And she's an indie brand, but she's in Nordstrom and she's in Barney's, I believe. And she's in Neiman's.
Okay.
So she's slaying it, but I met her Indie Beauty Expo.
I got to test my theory on you then.
Yeah.
Do you like dogs or cats?
Well, I'm ambidextrous, but dogs.
Okay.
I'm a dog
my
owner.
My theory holds. I say people who like face mists are dog people.
Interesting.
And cat people do not like face mists. And
wow.
I would say more than... Look at Jess rolling around.
Wait, you don't like face mists?
I think they should only be used on attackers.
Okay, we'll get into this on attributes.
So my theory continues to hold. It's not scientific, but thank you for sharing.
Very interesting. I'm a dog person, yeah.
Any animal person's welcome here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How interesting.
Last question.
Thank
what
you for sharing.
Any
theory,
cat
Jeff.
Would like a mist to that Ravenavot.
No, cats don't like mist.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't mist your animals.
Okay,
that was
please
a joke.
Don't spray anything in
don't
your cat.
Don't spray anything on that.
Oh, house. Last question's a good one.
Okay, so what do you wish that we ask that we had not?
Yeah, what should we have asked you that we didn't ask you?
Oh, shit.
Deep.
Oh, we're getting crazy now. How... Well, you asked me how an attribute started.
Hmm.
You asked me...
Or do you need to set the record straight on anything that your listeners are always questioning?
And yeah, did you get any, like, hate texts?
I get them from time to time, but, you know, if that means people are listening.
Okay.
You get it.
Yeah.
You know, if you didn't get a single email, then that would mean no one's hearing you. So if you want to tell me something I did incorrect or you didn't agree with, go ahead and hit send if you want. You know, if that makes you feel better, hit send, baby. Okay? Oh!
Got it.
I wanted y'all to ask me my signature lip.
What's okay?
Because there are a ton of lipsticks out there. There's a ton of brands out there.
Jackie J, what's your signature lip?
I'm so happy you asked me, Jen. Oh my God. Have y'all ever heard of the lip bar?
I haven't.
Wow, I'm blowing y'all's mind.
Yeah.
These fancy
cross
beauty pause. Editors.
Great. Yeah.
Okay, so the lip bar is available at Target.
Okay.
The woman who founded the company, Melissa Butler, is a woman of color. She was on Shark Tank and got rejected because Mr. Wonderful said nobody's going to want to wear colorful
lips. I know what it is now. Okay.
She's all vegan. My favorite color is As If. I'm wearing it right now. It's like a pink.
Yeah, it's really
I love the formula. I love the colors. I love the story of the company. And I'm always saying vote with your wallet if you support women entrepreneurship, if you support women of color entrepreneurship. Check out the lip bar, and they're really affordable, and they're great,
That's
and they're easy
one.
To get. Go
As
to Target,
if,
baby.
Is your color.
It's a cute
As
name.
If. Yeah, I know.
As
All the it. Names are cute. I'm telling you. It's killing it with the formula.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You schooled us a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
I'm friggin' shocked, honestly. Like, I thought I'd be like, have you ever heard of Ronam? I'd be like, oh, yes, I rode horses with the founder through the lavender fields in the Himalayas last week. I was like, oh, yep. So I'm actually shocked.
But if someone wants to take three of us horseback riding with
yes,
the founder of a beauty
honey,
company, we will be there.
I'll be there.
This was so much fun.
And
Jackie.
We're going to have more fun on Attribute.
That's right.
Oh, my God. All right. And we got to, like,
reminder again.
Nervous.
Go
stretch.
Over to Attribute
yes.
next week
yes.
to hear Jess and I. But
yes.
for now, we have Jackie J here. And yes. that was awesome. Thank you so
you
much.
You know, all the beauty YouTubers do collabs. And that's, like, the
cross,
fun thing to
cross
do.
Pod,
and here we
cross
are.
Collab.
We're cross-podding.
Jackie J,
and we love
X-Fat
it.
Mascara. Or Attribute. X Fat Mascara.
Yes.
Love it.
Love.
I was thinking Natch Mascara Fat Butte.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Fat Butte.
Fat
There's
Butte.
Our episode title.
Fat Butte. Mwah. Bye. Okay.
Bye. In honor of Jackie, who brought so much energy and spunk, I feel like I need to sing the intro to Raise a Wand. It's time to raise a wand.
You sound just as good as Jackie.
I so don't. She sounds like Patsy Cline. Her voice is amazing. Anyway, why don't you start us off? What are you raising a wand to this week,
right,
Jess?
I had to wipe the corners of my mouth.
She's still eating those chips.
Those chips were amazing. Those kettle corn.
You are not raising a wand to kettle cooked
no,
chips.
No, I'm not kettle cooked. I'm not.
Okay.
So, Jen, do you remember how, like, crusty and dry my skin was in Las Vegas?
Oh, you actually look textured. It was weird. It was very dry, yes.
I had textured skin.
You did.
It was like my foundation got, like, all caught up. Like, my skin looked like a map.
I thought you had, like, tissue paper on under your eye, but it was, like, a flaky piece from
it was,
freaking Vegas.
I'd never seen my skin like that in my entire life. Well, for like 3 days after, I wore nothing but Clark's Botanicals Deep Moisture Mask.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Like, you know, close listeners of the pod will also know that it's a favorite of Serge Normand. It's like basically the most hydrating cream you can ever put on your face. Your skin will just drink it up. You can put it on for 10 minutes and then tissue it off. Or you can sleep with it and use it as like an overnight mask. I am such a fan of this that, like, I've been using it. My skin gets getting a little dry between the heat and the AC and the this and the that. And just, like, being a little, so my skin gets a little cranky sometimes. This just calms it down, and we go back to zero. We go back to reset.
Like back to baby skin.
Back to baby skin. It just is like, it takes it back to, back. It doesn't like exfoliate or anything in a way mm-hmm. that you feel like, oh, this is like a commitment. You know, there's no like, it's not like a no pain, no gain mask. It's just like, let's everybody calm down. Mm-hmm. And if it repaired me after Vegas.
It could prepare you too, is what she's saying.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It smells great, very clean and fresh.
I think in summer people don't think of moisturizing, but you're right, no, you, with all the air conditioning.
It's cool. Yeah. It feels cool. It feels nice.
That's a good one. I am raising a wand to Color Wow Dream Coat for curly hair.
Oh, you
hair.
Tried it.
I did. We had lunch with their founder, who was like,
Gail.
If I look like Gail when I'm 70, oh,
if I look like Gail now.
Bless. My God. That woman's beautiful.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Anyway, I had been hearing about Dream Coat for a long time, but it's one of those products where you have to do it with heat and tension, and then it smooths your hair and you don't get the frizz. But I don't want to blow dry my hair. So they came out with a curly version, and I followed her directions. She said, really saturate. And I want to say this again because I feel like we always talk about this and then forget to remind people. Hair product, like, you have to really get it in there and on there, right? Mm-hmm. Like every
section.
Don't be stingy. So I've been sectioning and spraying, and then letting it air dry. And it gives a nice, like the fluff of a mousse almost, but without the crunch. Mm-hmm. So this isn't a serum. They're not glossy, glossy ringlets. They're just like soft and air dried, but they don't have any of that salty texture.
Your hair, did you use it today? Your hair does look nice.
I did. And it's much more touchable than like if you use a salt spray. Is it like photo ready? No, because you will have like a little fluffiness to it. Mm-hmm. But it's just really soft and like it's for if you don't like beach sprays almost. But
okay.
But then you get the frizz freeness of a serum, but without the serum-y feel either. It's a good product.
Nice.
Yeah. So I've been using that. I'm going to use it for the rest of the summer. Raise a wand.
Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.